The following broadcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Eliza, and you're listening to the Baseline Hot Takes, where I talk about the newest tennis fashion trends and wild on-court player moments. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Baseline Hot Takes. I'm your host, DJ Eliza. And today we're going to do a deep dive on the roller coaster journey of Taylor Fritz this season. So I'll be discussing how he finally broke some barriers, what his recent form and big matches mean, and why his story matters for the ATP tour going on into next year. So first of all, Taylor Fritz didn't just have a good year. He had one of a very significant one at 27 years old. And after years of rising of being best of the Americans without quite delivering a Grand Slam, unfortunately, he's now firmly among the elite of men's tennis. He captured the grass court title, extended his grass dominance, and showed the world his serve and all-court game. So that was very, very nice to see. And for most players, their peak might come earlier, but Fritz is showing that the top tier is still reachable in your late 20s. And I've also noticed some changes about his game and mindset, so I am going to go over a few of those. The first one being his grass court mastery. He won Stuttgart without dropping serve the entire week, which is an incredible statistic. I think most tennis players would probably, not most, all tennis players would dream of having that statistic, of not dropping a serve game for an entire week of tennis. He beat top seed Alexander Zverev in the finals. And that tells you the serve is firing, especially for Zverev. I mean, he's a great player. But also that he's tough in key moments. And that's a big step, you know, in tennis. So the second change would be his ability to show up in big events. At Wimbledon 2025, he reached his first semifinal, showing that his game can handle the best of five, big crowds, big occasion. So now let's talk about some of Taylor's recent hurdles and context. Despite the highs on grass, he still faces the pressure of being the top American hope. And the fact that he hasn't yet broken through a Grand Slam does remain a large talking point. I think a lot of people talk about it. Same way people talk about, maybe not the exact same way people talk about Stefanos Tsitsipas or Alexander Zverev. I would say Alexander Zverev and Fritz are more similar in the fact that they are top men tennis players and remain in the top five, in the top 10 pretty much year round, but have yet to win any Grand Slams. So that is definitely a huge talking point with Fritz. And at the 2025 US Open, he reached the quarterfinals, but was unfortunately defeated by Novak Djokovic in four sets, which was a strong showing on his side, but still came up short on the title, which is pretty defeating and disappointing in tennis. You know, me having not that experience of playing towards a title, but just the feeling of putting in work and work and work and playing great and getting there and getting to the finals and having to win one more match and not being able to close it out a lot of the time is a very frustrating experience to go through, especially as a tennis player, because you're on your own. You know, I've never played any team sports. Tennis, you're individual, but I've never played any team sports. But I could imagine it's a lot, maybe easier. I don't know if easy is the word, but I think it would be easier to have, you know, a group of people work and work and work. You know, teamwork makes the dream work. You know, a team of people who want, of individuals who want the same thing and are striving for the same result. You can get there. It surely is possible. I'm not saying that it's not possible in tennis, but I think it's much harder because you're on the court alone. You're at the practices. It's all you. You know what I mean? I think it would be the equivalent of maybe being like a quarterback. Like, you have your team. Tennis, you don't have your team, but a quarterback, it's all on you. You know, that would be how I would relate that to team sports. I'm not sure if that is accurate because I've never played football. I've never been a quarterback, but that would be my guess on how that would feel like to be striving towards a grand slam all by yourself and not being able to achieve that just quite yet. And although he's strong on grass, Fritz, his results on clay and other surfaces show room for improvement for sure. And so what does this mean for Taylor Fritz's season on tour? His grass supremacy suggests a clear advantage moving forward, and it gives him a platform to build upon. So the fact that he's now a consistent slam semifinalist, quarterfinalist, means the expectation increases. Just kind of similarly how we talked on the last episode about Madison Keys and having that expectation to win slams and to get to the finals and to make it to certain rounds of specific tournaments, especially when it's your favorited surface. And that always changes things. So for the ATP Tour, Fritz's rise definitely adds a lot of depth, and American, and being, you know, American male in the top five, that's a viable threat on multiple surfaces, not just a specialist. You know, he provides narrative, he provides competition. And I would say one of my hot takes is that Taylor Fritz isn't just a temporary spike of form. I do think he will begin 2026 firmly inside the top four, I would say. That's where he likes to stay for a lot of the year, which is great. Another great statistic. And grass courts will remain his weapon, but I do hope to see him become more dangerous on slower surfaces like grass, clay, and some clay and hard courts outside the summer swing. And maybe he'll win a grand slam immediately. He might not because of the current competition, but I wouldn't be surprised if he does make, you know, multiple deep runs into the semis or finals of more majors and masters events. Because that's really where he shines, you know. So before we jump into the future, let's talk about how the tennis world responded to Taylor Fritz's season, because the reactions were very much split. Some fans did have to say that he's taken a big step and he's serving better, he's finally stepping up. Others said, still no slam, still has key losses, still inconsistent. But here's the truth. Fans cannot process a player who isn't a veteran legend, which we've mentioned before, like a Rafael Nadal or a Novak Djokovic. You know, when he's sandwiched in the established contender zone, quote unquote. And that's why the reactions got very messy. A lot of people only tune into Taylor Fritz when he's at a slam or in a big final, which we've heard of before, like this with players, same with Madison Keys. And when he wins a big title, it's, they say, about time. And then when he loses early, they say, here we go again, you know. But people definitely miss the nuance, I would say, the steady climb, the service adjustments, the maturation. And hearing things like that from fans as a tennis player, it just makes me want to be like, here, you go. Like, let me give you my racket and a tennis ball and you go out here and do this. And, you know, I'm speaking and I'm not even a professional tennis player, but just the game of tennis is so difficult physically and mentally. Like, the mental aspect is insane, as well as the physical one, for sure. The amount of tournaments that they play in a single season and barely having an off season and still having to train and keep your body right during the off season is definitely tough. You know, it's not where, like in basketball, you know, Steph Curry can sit out a game or two if it's not against a great team or a team that they usually beat. In tennis, you can't just miss a game. It's okay, I'm gonna sit out this one, that means I'm out of the tournament. Now I have to wait weeks until this tournament is over, lose my ranking, not earn money. There's just a lot of factors that go into it. You can't just sit out a game and rest. So when fans have a lot of those harsh comments to say, it just makes me want to see them play tennis, you know. And in Taylor's case, the real story is, you know, he didn't explode as a teenager and he didn't fade early. He didn't burn out, and he's actively building something smart, methodical, and real. And that should be celebrated and not questioned, for sure. So now, where does all this leave Taylor Fritz heading into 2026? So winning titles and reaching slams changes your resume, but also your responsibility. And before Fritz was an exciting American prospect, you know, and now he's a contender. So players will plan for him, which means he has to deliver more. his off season, how he manages his schedule, surfaces recovery will matter more than just one single match. And because for the first time, he's not just chasing and he's expected, you know, that comes with territory. And here's what nobody's saying out loud is that Taylor Fritz has always had the weapons, the serve, the forehand, the build, especially his serve. Especially his serve and forehand. I actually got to see him play a few weeks ago at the Rod Laver Cup in San Francisco. And, you know, I want to say male tennis players in average rallies maybe around the speed of a little over 100 miles an hour. And it's crazy because they'll be rallying in a point and all of a sudden a forehand of his will just fly. It's insane just to watch it in real life. And what's new is this mindset and consistency with Fritz, and the proof is there, the win is there, the experience is there, and now it's just about making it regular. So I'm very excited to see where Taylor Fritz can go in tennis, and I really, 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 really hope he earns a Grand Slam because he deserves it. He's worked hard for a very long time. He's been focused for a very long time. He's a dad, and he's still going at it. You know what I mean? So I really hope that dream of his comes true. So I want to say thank you to everyone for listening again, and I will see you on the next episode of Baseline Hot Takes. Thank you.